Floodwaters have begun to recede on the coast of Oaxaca in southern Mexico. Residents, however, are still reeling from the impact of Hurricane Agatha.
I have nothing left, nothing to eat. Now I'm going to see what I can find, but nobody has anything left.
Agatha was a powerful Category 2 hurricane when it made landfall late Monday evening. And authorities say the death toll is likely to rise while the search for those missing continues.
Hemos tomado la decisión.
Based on the reports we've received, we've made the decision to provide services to the most affected areas, most importantly, the coast of Oaxaca.
The challenges faced by those emergency teams are daunting. Heavy rainfall from Agatha caused widespread flooding and mudslides. State and federal authorities say efforts remain underway to clear roads and provide desperately needed aid to thousands of people affected.
Well, all our water is dirty and we don't have anything to drink. But we're waiting for support. We need at least water, food, or whatever they can give us because you lost everything here. We don't have anything. The clothes and dishes are wet. Everything was lost.
Though Hurricane Agatha has mostly dissipated over the mountains of southern Mexico, weather forecasters warn the remaining thunderstorms could regroup into a tropical depression or even a tropical storm. If so, Agatha's name would change to Alex, becoming the first named storm of the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season, potentially bringing heavy rain and wind to the U.S. state of Florida by the end of the week. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera.